Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey everybody, Nick Norris here. Just wanted to say happy Thursday, or well, whatever day you're listening to this on. And yeah, we're going to go ahead and get this second part started of what we recorded earlier this week as the boys are up in New York filming something very special that you guys will enjoy here shortly. Until then, we'll be back with you next week. We'll see our besties in New Orleans, hopefully, on Sunday. And until then, peace!
We, I don't know why Nick writes this shit on here, because it's the stuff that I haven't been great recently on staying away from stuff on Instagram, and it has flowed from my group chat that just ignores my rants now to what they have for a while to I just send stuff to Austin now. But this, like,
boy,
the fact that
does he, y'all, they,
I'm
boy
not that,
does he.
Do you got like five things today? More. But that they slipped in that, you know, they can put cutoffs, which is in all cars after 26, built after 2026. And I was like, I mean, technically, even my Jeep right now,
I don't get
with
it.
The computer. Oh. So like in this basically this budget bill that they just passed, inside of the funding bill is that all cars must require a cutoff, like basically can be remotely shut off. But like any car made after 2026. So like the government or the state or cops can go on and hit a button and your car would turn off.
That is
and I
out
was like,
of control.
I definitely will probably
I'll sell you my 96 Dodge for $1 million, yeah. Craig.
No, yeah, I mean that's right, like right. That's where the value is gonna be, like gas powered trucks that are not attached to the internet.
Well played, Nicholas.
Well, my Jeep has, like, you know, the weather and shit on the screen and, like, the internet.
Yeah, mine does it.
Wow. So then what you're saying is that, because I've been thinking about a new car for ages, but I don't really want one because I don't need one. But when I do, it'll be 2025, and then I'll just hang on to that motherfucker, that MF-er, for as long as I possibly can.
Well, technically, if you're buying in 2025, that will be the 2026 model.
Yeah.
So you better buy. I got to buy 2024. The year of buying this car is upon me.
We'll always have our golf carts are at least shielded from the man.
Too soon, Craig. Too soon. I don't have a golf cart.
Did you lose? What happened to yours?
Are you serious?
Oh, after the accident?
Yes.
Oh. After I disconnect all of my devices from the internet, except I can't because it's how my house properly functions.
Yeah, we're all screwed.
Even my golf cart charger is connected to my phone and I can run diagnostics on it.
Well, so much for that idea about them not tracking your golf cart.
Yeah. Austin, but my golf cart charger is connected to my phone, so maybe they can get into my golf cart charger.
Wait, what do you mean? Your golf cart charger is connected to your phone. Why would that Why?
So I can like see the status of its battery and like I can run diagnostics on it and stuff. I said like my whole, I was like, I want to live off the grid, but I also like all of my electronics and like my refrigerator and stuff, like everything's connected to the internet.
Yeah.
The one I don't understand is my security system. It really bothers me because I shouldn't be saying this on the wild web, but it's our besties. I don't think it's hardwired into like a landline. So if my Wi-Fi goes out, does my security system become ineffective other than noise deterrence? Like, can it, does it have cellular possibility? Like, what happens if my, like, the power's out and you break into my house? Other than you getting shot.
Yeah, I was about to say, what sort of question is that? What a state are you living in?
You got to hire Kevin McAllister.
His Hollywood Stars thing was sweet. Did you watch it?
I did. I mean,
and I didn't know he was married to that.
I saw the video on Instagram.
That like sweet, sweet soul of an actress.
Oh yeah, from Sweet Life, right?
Yes.
Is that, dude, I couldn't place her, but all she did was bring like happy memories to my like heart.
Yeah, Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. She's
Well, she like played, she played, you know, the heiress, and she was like, you know, Little Miss Priss.
Yeah, she was like the Paris Hilton of that show.
She was so good. I didn't know that they were married.
Yeah, they met on some movie they did like 5 or 6 years ago, like his return to Hollywood.
Well, because I got real confused.
My favorite character.
I'm glad he only had kids with her, but like I got real confused as to him and Mila Kunis's timeline, because I'm like, wait a minute, her and Ashton, you know, her first kiss was with Ashton when she was 15, and that show never ended. So like, did she was like had a full relationship and got married to Macaulay Culkin while filming that show, and then when they got divorced, she started to hook up with Ashton?
Mila Kunis was married to Macaulay
Austin
Culkin.
I don't know why you decided to get on your phone during that, but
because it I
Macaulay Culkin was or Culkin was married to Mila Kunis.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
I did not know that.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Really?
Yeah, they were married.
I initially got on my phone because I was going to go to my notes, because there was something that I felt that, you know, tied into this that I wrote in my notes that I want to talk about next. And then I got distracted.
In 2002, Mila Kunis and Macaulay Culkin first meet. Talk about a wildly spelled name, by the way, Macaulay Culkin.
We'll talk about a wild name.
They started a date in 2003, and they didn't come out until 2007 as dating.
So they dated secretly for 4 years? That's wild. Mm-hmm. Is that the right math?
So they never got married.
Well, hold on. They were incredibly private. How old was she then? And then in 2011, they broke up. I remember hearing about their breakup and being like, I didn't even realize they were together. So they dated for, I mean,
Damn,
a while.
So young.
And then
Mila Kunis on horrible breakup years ago with Macaulay Culkin.
I think that's when he went in. I don't know when he started to go.
Well, he had a rough childhood, like, because his, like, parents, like, essentially, like, forced him and his, like, brother into acting and everything. And then, like, kind of, like, rode his celebrity. That's why he got into drugs and everything.
She said, I was an asshole in my 20s. I'll be the first to admit it. It's fucked up what I did, and it's fucked up how I did it. But at the end of the day, I mean, if you want to break up with someone, yes, there's, like, gentler ways to do it, but it's no one's fault. You know, I mean, like, sure, if you start cheating on someone, I'm not saying that's what happened here, then that's fucked up. But like, you know, breaking up with someone, it's not easy for either person. And like, at the end of the day, you can't fault them. Like, it's got to end at some point. But anyway.
Yeah, I mean,
I feel like we give this advice to so many, you know, listener questions, and now we're, you know, basically talking about two actors in a relationship who have had to break up.
Well, like Neymar just had a, you know, the soccer player.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he had a baby a few weeks ago, and him and his girlfriend are already broken up because I think he broke their like rule, which was like, you can't kiss the other girls on the mouth during sex. I think like he was allowed to have sex with other girls, but he wasn't allowed to kiss them, and he wasn't allowed to like talk to them.
I think he was, I mean, basically it was like, he was not allowed to develop feelings for these people.
Right. And so they're broken up, but like,
and then the I saw something saying that screwed. He was trying to time stamp it. He was like, I'm pretty sure he was like, this is from years and years ago, even before I even met my girl. And then I stopped paying attention to it. You know, basically I was like, oh my gosh, that is a whole nother level of scandal that he has going on. Imagine how terrible that would be. He has a kid, and then you just have millions upon millions of people who are just like, yeah, trying to weigh in on his infidelity, if it's true or not. Oh
yeah, I mean, those guys, when you're that top like tier athlete, like I feel like it's just not pretty. Whatever like you do to make it work, good on the ones that have survived it. But I mean, talking about that big of celebrity and relationships, you have your favorite person, Taylor Swift, but I didn't realize it, but she's rumored to be in Deadpool 3, which I didn't realize they were making. So that's pretty awesome.
You didn't know that? They're basically, I mean,
after the ending,
they're basically, they, Ryan Reynolds and come on, Nick, what's his name?
Hugh Jackman.
And Hugh Jackman announced their partnership. So now Wolverine is going to be in Deadpool 3. And that was a big announcement. But I swear that they announced that like, what feels like, you know, freaking 2 years ago. Like, it literally feels like they announced this so long ago.
Do you think she's in the top 10 most famous people of the last 100 years?
Do I think that Taylor Swift is one of the most famous people from the past 10 years? Or sorry, 100 years. Huh.
I think before this last tour, her and Bieber were kind of like the same level, but now after this worldwide tour, I think so. I think everyone in the world knows who Taylor Swift is.
I think that she might be the singular most famous person on planet Earth. I mean, dude, Leo Messi is up there, right? I mean, that dude's just like an international.
Well, I'll give you some people to put her against. Gandhi, which a lot of people don't know who Gandhi is. I mean, the world's pretty stupid now. I mean, you make that face, Nick, but like the TikTok generation doesn't know who Gandhi is.
But they must know that name.
History has gotten erased out of schools. They don't teach it in school anymore. And unless it becomes popular on TikTok, they don't know about it.
Unless it becomes popular on TikTok, I'm telling you people, tell us.
I mean, they barely teach the Holocaust now. Like, I think someone said there, it's too messed up to teach the Holocaust in schools now, which is the dumbest thing in the
world. All right, move on before we get into that topic.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't think a lot of people think, no, I would put Taylor Swift over Gandhi for this generation.
Well, of course, for this, you know, generation, but like, you have to go back to like, you know, you have to ask our parents too, right? You're like, do you think, right? Because they know, you know, these people, because our parents,
they know Gandhi,
you know, idiots.
They're big Gandhi people.
Our folks are big on Gandhi.
All right. But you've got like Martin Luther King, Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, Elvis, Beatles, Oprah, Einstein.
You just threw that in there. Okay. Einstein. I mean, I guess that
Elvis
everyone...
is up there. Tiger Woods is up there. Michael Jordan.
The Beatles.
Martin Luther King, amazing, but outside of the U.S., I don't know.
Michael, wait, Did you say MJ, dude? MJ was up there.
Yeah, Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods.
Yep. Elvis.
I feel like people, Oprah at her prime was worldwide.
But do you think that Taylor Swift is bigger than Michael Jordan was in his like 1994 Dream Team era? Like that, that man was.
No, I don't think she was, because at the time everyone knew.
You fuck.
Everyone knew. Yeah, you're giving Michael Jordan his era now. Everyone knew. Like our sources of mainstream entertainment, like we didn't have phones, so people would turn their TV on and there's Michael Jordan, there's Oprah,
or you know, Elvis.
Yeah, Elvis was. I wonder what his international fame was.
I think it was huge. It was huge. Man. Like, you know, people who, you know, don't even speak, you know, English and all these things, like, you know, they knew like his moves, like, huh, you know, Elvis, right? And it's like, that was like the English word that they know is Elvis. At least that's what a movie told me one time.
I haven't watched the Elvis movie. I just like, I can't do it. Like I
can't with the actor.
Yeah, I know him. I get it. Like he, and now like every role that guy does is he's Elvis in like every role.
I was never an Elvis fan. I think he's cool, but like,
well, I respect.
I wasn't like either. But
yeah, me too.
You know who is Whitney, dude.
Oh, well, that doesn't surprise
me. Huge Elvis fan. And I don't know why. I don't understand. Cause like I put it on and I just don't like it.
Well, he's got that one song that I like, the love song.
Whitney wears his necklace, like Elvis's necklace, like his, like the necklace that Elvis used to wear is what Whitney wears on his neck. Like the real
lightning bolt. And yeah, Whitney wears it. I think that Patricia bought it for him at auction. But anyway, so it's like the loves
real
him.
Deal
and
necklace.
It's a real deal necklace. It's not like a $50, you know,
lookalike.
Sort of lookalike here. Nick.
Let's steal it.
Yeah, I was going to say, all right, everybody.
Oh, great. Freak him out.
Oh, great. And God, man, but you give Whitney a freaking, you know, guitar and just say Elvis and it'll go, thank you. Thank you very much. Like the man loves him some Elvis. And you know what? Let him love Elvis.
Very good. Very talented guitar player. Around the time the Elvis one came out is when the Madonna movie came out. And that was fucked up.
Who played Madonna?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it did not get good reviews.
No, not Madonna. I'm so stupid.
Oh, you're talking about Marilyn Monroe?
That wasn't Madonna. Madonna.
Yeah. Ana de Armas, I think, was
Marilyn Monroe.
Well, because people can't handle their
it was Blondie, right?
Movie critics, like, Blondie. I hate that we even give them any credit on here. It was a great movie. She like, yeah, people are like, we don't like seeing fucked up shit. And you're like, well, fucked up shit happened to her. And it was terrible.
Yeah. Well, they said she was really good.
I didn't watch it.
Also, I don't know why. I think it was just good marketing by their store. Like they were saying it was like NC-17.
Some of the rape scenes were pretty bad.
Well, that's why. I didn't see it. Damn. But it wasn't for graphic or anything.
I mean, I had to walk out of the room 3 times.
Well, it was uncomfortable. Is what it was.
Yeah, that's with, why like, it was because it was.
That makes me uncomfortable as shit. And yeah, like you put that in a movie or something, you know, it's like you want to cover up your eyes and be like la 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 la.
But it happens. Quick break, and we'll be back with some bestie questions.
What's up, besties? Everyone loves a good family mystery, especially one with as many twists and turns as June's journey. Step into the role of June Parker and search for hidden clues to uncover the mystery of her sister's murder. Engage your observation skills to quickly uncover key pieces of information that lead to chapters of mystery, danger, and romance. Where will each new chapter take you?
Escape to a bygone age of mystery, danger, and romance as you immerse yourself into the world of June's journey. A hidden object mystery mobile game that puts your detective skills to the test. play as June Parker and investigate beautifully detailed scenes of the 1920s whilst uncovering the mystery of her sister's murder. With hundreds of mind-teasing puzzles, the next clue is always within reach.
Build your very own island estate with expansive gardens and beautiful buildings. Collect scraps of information to fill your photo album and learn more about each character.
Honestly, June's journey is what gets me through my flights, whether it's a short haul up to New York City or the cross-the-country haul to Portland. The puzzles and the never-ending adventure and mystery is all I need, really, for a flight. The game does need internet connection, so on planes with high-speed Wi-Fi is when I can do it, or when I'm sitting around waiting for Austin to join our podcast sesh. Can you crack the case? Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. June needs your help, detective. Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Droid.
All right, what's up, Besties, and welcome back to this episode of Pillows and Beer. I'm Austin, joined by Craig and Mr. Nick Norris, and Craig and I are both in Charleston, so this is lovely, but we're gearing up to go to New York, and we are going to answer some bestie questions and hang out with y'all as long as we can before we have to go up and yell at each other. Okay, a mental health year, not the case. Okay, so my bestie and I have been going through it. We have been together 12 years. Oh, okay, so my husband and I have been going through it. Yeah. We have been together for 12 years. We recently had a baby and grew apart immensely. Now are at a point of focusing on our relationship and trying to rebuild it, but really struggling at getting our sex life exciting again. Any tips on ways to be seductive to get us back in the groove? I am not qualified to answer this, but I will love to attempt to fumble through it, and I want to hear Craig's first.
Neither of us are. I think, well, this is what came instantly to my head, and I'm sorry to hear that, but it's nice.
I am.
Congratulations on doing the work, because I think there are ups and or ebbs and flows and ups and downs and lulls in relationships. I mean, it's science. It's been written about. It's human nature. But doing the work, and you can, I mean, you just hear like the most fun stories after people get through these. I think sexting is huge. And even if you feel uncomfortable doing it and shy doing it, I think that you should figure out how to sext or watch porn together or send each other porn videos that you like. There's an incredible app that me and Paige actually have for fun. We fell off using it, but it is called Paired, P-A-I-R-E-D. And you both have it on your phone, and you play short little like 5-minute quiz games. You answer questions, and you get to see if your questions and answers match. You get to see what your like partner might be into that you've like because it's a very secretive thing that you fill out. But then it like
Craig, I like this idea, dude. Once again, this seems like an ad, but it's not. That is great. Idea. Okay.
Yeah. It's a great Paired. App. It's called Paired. And yeah, you're right. Like but it's such a good app. That it's cool.
Is
and
it
like I don't know
lighthearted and fun games, Craig, or is it like real serious shit? Like, where do you see yourself in 5 years and how many kids do you want? Or is it like lighthearted?
Sort of. No, it's for, in my opinion, it's for couples who are already like in a strong relationship. And it's like, how do we take it to like, how do we stay strong? How do we not like let our momentum start to drift? How do we not lull?
Okay.
So then, strong, but like, I want to use it for someone I wasn't dating. Yeah.
Like, you know, dating seriously and planning to date, you know, seriously, which is exactly what we're seeing here with a 12-year yeah. relationship.
But there's like some naughty things, like, because you can, there, like, there's one thing that you can be like, yes, I'm into it, or maybe because I've thought about it, or like, no. And then it'll show, you know, ones that you both clicked like maybe on, and you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that you would be into that. Or like, and it's not just sexual, it's like what things are important to you. So I think that it's an app that could really help you. But yeah, we're not qualified. So
I know that is that is outside of my range. I mean, Craig is better equipped because he is in like a long-term, you know, relationship. So, but it sure as shit ain't 12 right. years with a kid. That's also happened. So I am not even going to attempt to answer it, and I'm sorry, but I am so not like equipped for this. And I, but I'm very happy that trying to do it right. Because, you know, for someone like me, like, I want to see that. I'm like, yes, it is out there, and it does, you know, exist, and I can find it. Right. So I think,
well, you know, it's crazy. It's really awesome. I'm 2.5 years in, and I think this is my longest relationship ever. Wow. What's your guy's longest relationship?
And mine's probably like, you know, 18 months, you know, straight.
Right.
Not like breaking up and get back together and all that stuff.
Paige had that answer too. She was like, this is my longest relationship straight. And I was like, what does that mean? And she's like, well, you know, like when we didn't break up and get back together a lot. And yeah, you guys are similar in a lot of ways, but she was like, you know, like high school or college or whatever.
Yeah. That cracks me up. All right, Craig, you want to read number two? This is a good one. Speaking of literally one of the questions that I just asked.
I would love to hear you guys talk about your 5-year plans. That's a good question.
Yeah, it is a good question. It's something that I think about more and more, right? Where like it used to be the most, you know, eye roll question possible, right? You're like, oh my God, is this person really asking me this? Or like, you know, you don't want to think about it because you don't want to think ahead to, you know, the future. You're like, why do I have to think about the future when I can, you know, barely pay my rent now? But, it is something that I think about a lot. Craig, do you have a?
Yeah, I think there's.
And then I'll slide in.
This is one. Do not slide into me, Austin, please. this is one that I'm going to say, do as I say and not as I do, because I'm only learning to set goals, or I'm only learning that a goal only becomes a goal when you write it down. 5 years for me is, yeah, my honest answer would be I would have a child and be married, if we're saying 5 years, because I would be 40. And I think by 40.
How old is your child?
In
5 years.
Okay. One. I think the business hopefully is at the next level or two, where it's turning into a national to international, like supplied, you know, home decoration company. And I think
many locations?
Well, I think it will become
like, is in your mind. I mean, I know that you think about it.
Well, now it's more distribution. So we'll be in like thousands of like Kroger stores and stuff around the country. The Nashville store will be in the next 2 years as a goal, not the next year, probably the next 2 years. But I think the next 3 years are like Paige starting a company, and then we're both like traveling a lot individually, trying to build our business and career. Like, where I see us dating long distance, like exactly like what we're doing, for another year or two or three, seeing if one of us gets like a host job in TV, or like, you know, I think it's career driven. The next 3 years, I think we're going to really focus on our individual careers, and then hopefully have a kid. I don't know. I don't know if any of that makes sense, but it's tough. It's something that I wouldn't have thought of unless I was forced to.
No, I appreciate the honest response. and, you know, actually thinking about it in the way that, you know, you did, and like you kind of worked through it, you know, with us here. Now, you know, it's different, you know, for me, right? Because I don't have like an immediate partner, you know, I don't have, you know, that person, you know, right now that I'm like, okay. So like, I have to think about, you know, my future with someone in particular, but, I feel,
yeah, that's tough.
Like, no, well, it's tough and like, it's not right. So it's like, I'm not sitting here being like, okay, like I think that I'm gonna have a kid in 5 years, but like, I do see myself like settled down and with someone who has like a like mind of mine that does want to maybe have kids, but not being like, okay, like, you know, my eggs are, you know, losing it here, man. Let's go. Like,
right.
Someone who, you know, so like, I mean, geez, I mean, that's tough to say to have a kid in 5 years. So I'm going to say that I have found, you know, someone, but I feel like Craig and I are entering into a new, you know, business venture together as well that we're going to talk about, you know, more and more. But I hope that that really has some, you know, potential to do some things and take us to some cool places and like expand into different, you know, cities. And I feel like one of the early combos that, you know, we always had, you know, with that, Craig, was, you know, what if, you know, this, you know, business venture kind of, you know, grows into like a new city, and like, what's the opportunity to like own property there or live there? And I think that like that is something that I think about a lot.
Yeah. Let's give everyone a hint. I have a fun hint for our besties.
And it's not just, you know, hinged on that, right? Because like, yeah, okay. Well, we'll give people like a hint, and I'm just, you know,
my
gonna say
hint
that.
Is that you can drink at me and Austin's new business. All right. Well, as Austin just leaves this computer desk, we're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Yeah.
It could be right. A lot of different things, but you can drink there. Welcome back from our commercial break. Obviously, we didn't do a formal welcome back there. Yeah. No, I mean, I would love to, like, when we do the Nashville store, like, you know, have like an Airbnb and there, you know, expand our footprint. I was,
That's so true too, Craig. And one of the things that I wanted to say was that, I mean, I know it sounds so like, you know, baseline, but even buying property, right? To like have, you know, assets and buying like a rental property. Like, these are things that I, you know, think about and want to focus on moving forward. Right. Because, you know, I mean, I asked Craig, you know, how many years in the rearview mirror does he see charm? And, you know, it won't be forever. Right. So what have you,
well, like, I want to add three rentals
on, you know, comfortably from there.
Yeah. Like, I want to add three rentals, at least three doors to my portfolio. This year, I think my parents just asked what happens if I find like a multi-door project. And I said, well, I have a great investment group now with like Austin and Jerry and his friends that like we can work on stuff together. I think we'd continue to develop businesses together. One thing I have to give JWoww a shout out, because at the variety dinner, JWoww was one of the best freaking speakers ever.
Really?
She articulated our life in reality TV and challenges that we have in such a beautiful way. She, you know, got back into TV. And, you know, I used to say, like, I'd never have a kid on TV, but she was like, look, when my child was diagnosed with autism, I had to decide whether to like show it to the world or not. And she goes, all of a sudden, reality TV became something more than just a paycheck. She's like, instead of just the money and doing it for the money, all of a sudden I could change people's views or enlighten people about sensory sensitive children. And she's like, she said it so much better, but she's like, our reach and how many people watch our lives and watch us go through stuff. She was like, we can actually like help people and spread, like, there's so much other things that come from reality when you've been there for sure. so long. So,
I mean,
who knows?
That sounds awesome that she was able to say that to, you know, that room of people.
I guess she got divorced on camera, got married again on camera.
Wow.
I didn't get a chance to speak with her, but I did get to speak with Cammy from Catfish. Well. I was like, hey, Cammy, I love your freaking show. And she's like, I love your show too, Greg. And I said, thank you, Cammy. Do you watch Catfish, Austin?
No. Well, I've seen a few episodes. It was on the other day.
What's our friend from Cammy? Cammy's the new host, the girl.
Yeah, okay.
What's our friend from Norway's right? question? She's real pretty. She was Miss USA. Or
you just answered it. It was the 5-year question.
Dude, the 5-year. So to you know, answer that too, I really do think in my heart of hearts that, you know, Trop Hop will be a thing still.
Is that what's your plan for that?
Yeah.
Like, dude, for me,
so Trop Hop is officially back and been able to make a whole bunch of hires with it. And I would love to be like countrywide, you know? I mean, to be in like, 35 out of 50 or in 55 of 50 states. I mean, that is what the goal is. And you watch a lot of other people in the beverage industry and you just realize how, you know, tough it is. And that's why, like, you know, my hat goes off, you know, to Kyle, right? Again, because like his shit is all over the place. But that's
DJ
like
Kyle Cook.
DJ Kyle Cook. And because it's incredibly fucking difficult and you need a great, great team, you know, behind you. And I'm actually very excited. So I just feel like that is something that like I've been been passionate about to let fall by in the wayside. But I mean, there's so many other things like this new project that Craig and I are working on and like investment opportunities here and there and things like that. And I just feel like, life is going to be good and more, get more clarity for sure in 5 years.
Well, tomorrow's the next day of the rest of your life. That's what I always remember. And you want to try to take more steps forward than you do back. I want to add to anyone with dating that wants to spice up their dating life a little bit. The Adventure Challenge is also really freaking cool. Also not a sponsor, but it's a book and it comes with a camera and you scratch off like a lottery ticket, one of 50 things in the book. And it's got a challenge for you to do as a couple or a date idea or something to try in bed, and then you take a Polaroid picture of it and you put it in your book. So that's called the Adventure Challenge. Something that's really neat. Okay. Another question.
Have you hit our time, but yeah, let's hit our time.
One more.
Okay. I like question number 4, Craig. What do you like?
Yeah, I don't have an answer to that.
Oh.
I mean, it's a good question, but.
Okay. Read what you want to.
Have you two ever tried Kama Sutra? I'm thinking of getting it for my wife for Christmas to try to spice things up. What are your thoughts?
I mean, no. I've never like pulled out the Kama Sutra and been like, let's do this. I mean, is it just like a picture book with different positions, or is it like actually like a book that describes these positions?
I don't think anyone knows. So like I mean, obviously
I don't know.
It is a, I think it's an,
it's like the clitoris. It's a myth. It's a myth.
The clitoris is not a myth. Please.
I am kidding.
Okay. God, you are going to be
general statement.
Slaughtered.
Statement. I know what it is. I just haven't met her. Kidding again.
It was basically first erotic text. It's like a sexual guidebook. I think it's fun. You know, you're not doing exercises to be attracted to each other. You're doing exercises to get closer. And like, it's really fun being naked with someone. So like, enjoy it. And like, if your partner proposes something, it's not like, oh, well, he's only doing this or she's only doing it because they don't like regular sex with you. Like, you're just kind of enlightening yourself and having more fun. And I think that's why doing one of these challenge books or doing that app paired is a little better than just throwing, like if you Google it right now, like 17 sexual positions from Kama Sutra, like some are absurd. And I think that there's probably a book out there.
So it's
there
a lot
like,
of writing.
Makes it
I'm reading one right now that's got
a fun
no
adventure.
It. It's all just descriptions.
So, yeah. Craig, you are familiar with the Kama Sutra?
No, not in the context of this question. Like, I haven't put any effort into reading or not. You know, something that you should do, I would say from a guy's perspective, but a girl's also, YouTube or Google massage techniques. Knowing how to give a massage is one of the coolest things that you can pull out of your back pocket, and it's really not that hard. And massages can be very sexual. So like get some like massage oil and I don't know, that's an easy one too.
Totally.
But you have to look up what you're doing and you know, you can learn in 5 minutes.
Any sort of contact, hand to body contact is.
Yeah. Or body. Yeah. Skin to skin contact is what you're looking for. That's true. But yeah, I think that's great, Austin. Any fun? Are you going to stay in New York between and our show in New Orleans? Or
yeah, I'm going to be in New York until Saturday. I'm going to fly straight to New Orleans, actually. So, Nick, let's chat offline. Wait, Craig, are you also coming on Saturday? Sunday morning. Okay. So, Nick, we'll chat. I come in on Saturday night. Very excited. I'm also really excited, Craig, for, I mean, New York, not in the sense that I'm excited for the reunion, you know, at all, but like to be in New York for a couple days during Christmas time is going to be awesome. So,
I'm going to give a shout out to another app too, cause this Corona NA is really good. But if you're looking to cut your drinking for the holiday season or keep yourself in check, use the app Reframe, Reframe. Another non-paid ad. Okay.
Reframe.
Well, we love you guys. Check out, go Christmas shopping, buy yourself a six-pack of Trop Off for the one you love most or the cousin you want to drink it with. Go to sewingdownsouth.com for all of our holiday specials. Nick, what's your website?
HawkeyeOutdoorLiving.com.
HawkeyeOutdoorLiving.com.
Our tailgater fire pits are perfect under the tree grift.
Yeah, they are. Congrats on all the trade shows you've been doing.
Yeah, they're fun.
And Austin, let's do a, I just came up with this, but let's do a retreat sometime soon where me, you, and Nick go in the mountains and just podcast.
I mean, that sounds like we should find somewhere that has some snowfall and go and do that.
Yeah.
That's nice.
All right. Till next week, besties.
Well, that was a nice thought. It was a nice thought to close us out there, Craig.
Yeah, we're not going to do it, but it'll be cool.
Yeah. Everything that we say we'll do on this podcast will never happen.
You don't know where Craig's like wild like ambition just comes from. I mean, I understand that I am the worst, you know, salesman, but Craig's just wild. Like, hey, you're like, yes, Craig. He's like, we should go to the North Pole sometime. Just like see if it's real. Where, what, and why?
Well, we'd have to pass the ice wall. The ice wall is crazy. You can go to look at that shit on TikTok. The ice wall, they're keeping us.
Whatever. You two at least got to come to Charlottesville one of these days.
There's a whole hidden. There's a whole hidden city past the ice wall, like a whole town, probably the North Pole.
I'm gonna be bored in January.
Well, come say hi. You always say come say hey to Nick. Come say hey.
There was something I wanted to tell you about ambition and stuff. But I can't remember. So come see us in person. Continue to listen to the podcast every Tuesday and Thursday, anywhere podcasts are found. And hit that like button. Hit that like and follow button. 5 stars. We appreciate it.
Bye, guys. Thanks. Much love.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
What's up, Pillows and Beers listeners? I'm Reality Steve. If you're a fan of The Bachelor and all things pop culture, reality TV, you should check out my show, The Reality Steve Podcast, a daily show about The Bachelor, other reality TV shows you may be watching right now. I definitely throw in a lot of Taylor Swift talk and so much more. Search Reality Steve on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.